Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Off to Kansas City we go. Part of the Syracuse Mafia. Soren Petro from Sports Radio WHB 810. Our pal, he joins us. Good morning, Soren. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
All right. You guys have known for a long time that the deal was going to happen. Now that it has happened, are people happy with it?
Yeah. Listen, I don't think there was anything, to signing Patrick Mahomes that could have been viewed as a negative in Kansas City. I think this is a deal they wanted done. I think because the Chris Jones negotiation has been so much on the front burner that this took them by surprise. And, you know, it's like a surprise birthday party. All their friends are there. Patrick Mahomes is there. They're excited. And I don't think there's any way to put a negative spin on this for Chiefs fans.
What are the concerns, though, as a guy who covers this team, as a guy who watches this? You know, we hear all this here in Denver. It's all like, oh, wait till the big money kicks in, and then they won't be able to support the team, and they're going to fall apart. Like, are there concerns there in Kansas City with this contract signing?
Well, there are with a couple of us. Like, right, that's one of the things. I think that's a smart way to look at it. If you're a fan of another team, particularly in the division, then this is what you're waiting for. You're waiting for the top-heavy quarterback contract that makes it more difficult to win. And there's no doubt that Andy Reid and Brett Veach's job got a lot harder now with this contract. But it's also what you do, right? I don't think anybody regrets that. I think for fans, you know, the salary cap is some myth, right? It's something that doesn't really exist. And I think they're going to start to understand it a lot more. It's funny, I was on with Seattle last night, and I remember having the conversation with people when Russell Wilson's contract came around and saying, you know, it's a real big difference between winning with a quarterback on his first contract and winning on the next one. And back then, they didn't want to hear it. Oh, no, this team is set, and their contracts are ready, and they're not going to lose anybody. And they bring me on last night, and they're going, well, wait, do you have to deal with the contracts, right? And so... it's going to be a big challenge. I said it, and then listen, fans don't like hearing this, but I said, look, let's just understand where we're going when this deal gets signed. Let's say he gets $40 million. I said, that's $35 million more against the cap than he's got right now. Let's take $35 million off the cap. And they're like, well, no, I don't want to talk about it. I said, no, let's do the exercise. Because you can't take 53 to like 36 off the roster and get to $35 million. You've got to take off Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Bashaud Breeland, right? You've got to take big pieces off the roster. And so, yes, right now it's all a party, but how Chris Jones fits into this mix, I personally don't think he does fit into this mix moving forward, is going to be a challenge. In any Super Bowl that they win under this contract, and it is a couple of years before it kicks in, but he gets nothing but more expensive over the next couple of years as well. Any Super Bowl that's achieved during this next stretch is going to be more of a success for the organization than this one's been, because it gets a lot more difficult now.
Soren Petro from Sports Radio, WHB 810 out there in Kansas City. And, you know, over the years, Brady, Manning, didn't matter. Cast of characters could change around them. They would continue to win and play at a very high level. Some of the arguments made by Bronco fans is, well, is Mahomes all that? Or is it Andy Reid's system? Or is it the talent around him? Are you convinced, Soren, that Mahomes is in that Brady Manning category where it doesn't matter who the personnel is, he'll continue to lift it?
Well, I think the answer when you give all three of those choices is yes, right? It's not any one of them. It's all three of them. Andy Reid is very good. Alex Smith's a fine quarterback, but he's not a championship caliber quarterback. But you can win 12 games with Alex Smith if Andy Reid is the coach. And the talent around Patrick Mahomes, is he a great quarterback? Yes, he is. Is he 5,050 without that talent around him? No, he's not. So if you want to be truly elite and exceptional, it takes all of those things. And I think that's going to be, you know, the trick here. Like, has the NFL come all the way around to where it's offense, that it's, you know, whoever has the possession last? It's an NBA game, and you've got to be willing and able to score on every possession and every possession in the fourth quarter. Whoever has the ball last is going to win. Then you're going to load up all the money on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, this team is an offensive team, and that's how they've made it happen. Now, Steve Spagnuolo did a great job with the defense, and they do have some contracts, Frank Clark's being the biggest of which on the defensive side, but they've been predicated on offense, and I think that's where they want to go. Tyreek Hill still got time on his contract. Travis Kelce has time on his contract. They just spent a first-round pick on a running back. Their two tackles are under contract at a pretty good price for the next couple of years. So I think this team will remain, one of the best offensive teams in football. Will it be what it was 2 years ago, where it was by far the best offense in the NFL? You know, frankly, I hope not, because you do need to stop people, and so I think some of that money needs to get spent on the other side of the ball. But, you know, that's what we're going to see. Brett Veach has been able to build a champion. Can he maintain a champion? And that's usually harder than just getting there the first time.
Yeah, there's no question that maintaining that championship level is the hardest thing. But when you've got a guy that is flat out a unicorn in this league, and Patrick Mahomes, I mean, at least it gives you that opportunity. And then from a community standpoint, like, how important and how valuable, because I made an argument yesterday. I was doing shows all around the nation going, hey, $503 million, you know, bottom line, that guy is, you know, he'll be on 5 primetime games at night. You know, if he's got 11 games left over of those 5 prime times, you take those away 7 times, he'll be on the CBS game of the week. I mean, like, how much value does he bring not only to Kansas City, but to the league in general?
Well, I think a tremendous amount, you know, and I think to his credit, you know, you kind of started that with his off the field value. And that's one of the things, is not only has he been a brilliant player, but he's been brilliant off the field, and he seemingly has made no missteps there either. He's been on a lot of commercials. I guess if you wanted to complain and say, wow, he's kind of overexposing himself because he does a lot of commercials. But he, to this point, you know, I had a chance to interview him every week of the season last year, and, you know, he is as genuine as it gets. He's businesslike, right? He's not wasting any time. He's got certain things lined up, and he wants to get it done. But he's a genuinely nice kid. And to this point, the city has nothing but stories about how great he was. Somebody, you know, ended up getting paired up with him on a round of golf, and they saw him at the golf course a couple of weeks later, and he still remembered what their name was and what their kids' names were. There's stories of him picking up the checks for people at dinner when nobody bothered him, and he said thank you on his way out. I mean, there is he to this point has checked every box on and off the field in the city, and I think he's done it for the league as well. And I think you see what his impact is when the Black Lives Matter movement is put together. They put the video together, and the fact that he was on it, everybody said, look, Roger Goodell, the NFL has to respond. When Patrick Mahomes is part of this, there's no hiding anymore. And I think he carries that weight. He knows what it is. He accepts that responsibility, which to this point has been amazing, because he's still not even 25 years old, the way he's been able to not make a mistake. We've seen other guys. Listen, Ben Roethlisberger was just in the news a week or two ago, and we remember the missteps that he was making early in his career. And to this point, Patrick Mahomes has done everything right, and I think that's one of the reasons why the contract is so big. It's not just what he does on the field. It's the fact that this organization feels confident that he's not going to embarrass them. There's not going to be a problem, and he will be out there on the field. The only thing that can take him off the field is injury, which is a real concern in the NFL, and health, which is a real concern for everybody in this country right now. But they don't feel like they've got anything at risk when it comes to him making a poor choice.
Soren Petra from Sports Radio WHB 810 out in Kansas City. Okay, last one, Soren. For years, Kansas City fans had to know that John Elway wasn't going anywhere, and then Peyton Manning came along. If the shoe is on the other foot now, what would be your advice for Bronco fans, knowing that Mahomes isn't going anywhere for the next 12 to 15 years?
Well, and we love Drew Locke here. He's a KC kid, and I think there's a lot of ceiling there. And the Broncos are the one team that I say that there's maybe a threat in the future because Drew Locke can be that guy. But, listen, I watched a lot of really good Chiefs teams go into Denver, you know, host the Broncos, have a shot, look good, even be able to grab some wins here and there. But in reality, you can't win. You might be able to steal one Super Bowl, Joe Flacco style, right, Trent Dilfer style. But reality is, if you're going to be a perennial championship contender, you've got to get the quarterback right. And so that means take the time to find out what you got with Drew Locke. And if he's not the guy, don't hesitate. Move on and get on to the next guy. Because I'm going to tell you, it sucks being a fan. And I can tell you that I hated watching Elway to Peyton Manning as a Chiefs fan, and knowing that it is always going to be an uphill battle. So to me, hopefully the Broncos have it right with Drew Locke, because we'd love to see him have great success here in Kansas City. And we'd love to see a real battle with the Broncos. But if he isn't it, that's the spot that you got to get right.
Hey, quick complaint. You guys had Elvis Gorbach.
Yeah, we had Brody Croyle. We had Matt Castle. Yeah, don't get me going. Listen, I'll give you a roll call of glory at the quarterback position here in Kansas City.
Great. We'll tell you about the last 4 years in Denver, and that's enough for us. Trust me. Soren, always good to catch up. Thank you.
Always my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Soren Petra from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.